This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
The Department of Homeland Security has established the Artificial Intelligence Safety and Security Board, a panel tasked with studying ways to protect critical infrastructure from threats related to artificial intelligence, AI. The board is made up of 22 initial members, including prominent figures from the tech industry such as Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI, Satya Nadella, CEO and chairman of Microsoft, and Sundar Pichai, CEO of Alphabet. The creation of the board was ordered by President Joe Biden in October as part of an executive order on AI regulation, marking the federal government's first attempt at regulating the technology since the rise in popularity of advanced AI applications like OpenAI's ChatGPT. The role of the board will be to develop recommendations aimed at preventing and preparing for AI-related disruptions to critical services that impact national or economic security, public health, or safety. Experts have identified numerous potential security threats that AI technology could enable, ranging from swarms of autonomous drones to bioweapons and more effective hacking against computer systems. The Department of Homeland Security has highlighted the possibility of using AI to combat AI as a potential defense strategy. The board's mission also includes assisting critical infrastructure stakeholders, such as transportation service providers, power grid operators, and internet service providers, in responsibly utilizing AI technologies. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas emphasized that while AI can significantly advance national interests, it also presents genuine risks. These risks can be mitigated through the adoption of best practices and other concrete actions, as outlined by the board. In addition to tech CEOs, the board includes CEOs from Delta Airlines, defense contractor Northrop Grumman, and oil producer Occidental Petroleum, as well as government officials such as Maryland's Democratic Governor Wes Moore, Seattle Mayor Bruce Harrell, and the leaders of two civil rights organizations. The involvement of these diverse stakeholders reflects the need for a multifaceted approach in addressing the safety and security challenges posed by AI.